the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream. This is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Woo!
Yay!
Welcome back, you guys. We are episode 2 of 90210. How exciting.
Very exciting.
New season. Season 4. Yeah. Get excited, because I am.
It's episode 3.
Oh. Well, what did I say?
Episode 3.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. It's episode 3, people.
Episode 3, but episode 2 for us covering it.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly what I meant, so I wasn't really wrong.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we're just going to get into this, and I just need to start with Jane and Liam, because that just really bugs me, that whole situation right now. We do a little run-in with Jane, Liam, and Annie, and I feel, why am I getting into this? And I did not introduce my fabulous co-host.
Yes. How can you forget me? Fancy Tracy, the one and only.
I just got so excited about this episode.
Oh, no, I'm excited too. I forgot about myself. I was like, go on, girl, go on. Forget me. I'll jump right in.
So I'm sorry. You're fabulous. Looking good, girl.
Thank you. So are you. Love the earrings. Love the top. Definitely.
Cosmo, we'll get into that later because we do have a special guest tonight calling in. Anyways, back to the episode. Okay, so we have the run-in with Liam, Jane, and Annie. How did you feel about that?
First of all, I just feel like Jane is so random. And Liam, you're such a douchebag for hooking up with this married chick and on the boat, and you come all the way back to, like, propose to me. I was surprised that he actually told Anne the truth, like, oh, yeah, I hooked up with this girl. Like, he said it's so cool. Like, hey, he wasn't even, like, sympathetic about it. I'm like, damn, you're really messed up.
Well, like, the thing was, is, like, you know, Annie walked into the situation, and Jane is like, oh, Liam, walking out of the door. And Anne's
like,
that
was so fake. That was so planned.
I'd have been like, okay, hold on. Like, if this is my man, I'd have been like, hold on. Jane, who?
But they're not together at the moment, so.
I don't care. He proposed to me 2 days ago.
True.
You were supposed to be my man. Why is this girl popping out of your bar?
Ooh.
Okay.
She was in shock. I really felt bad for the girl. I was like, oh, my God.
Seriously, like, that is so messed up. Mm-hmm. So messed up. Obviously, there's lies flying around. You know I don't be liking those lies, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to say, thank God it is not my position to be in that situation. That is just not a good situation. So then it ends up, you know, Jane saying that she's leaving because of certain reason to come to find out she's pregnant.
I think it was kind of random how, like, they just, like, I guess they did it and they woke up and she has a pregnancy test. I was like, I hope she's not trying to, like, put a pregnancy on him and say this is his baby.
I was about to say, if my boy Liam got a girl pregnant, it'd have been over.
I really was like, oh, my God, please don't. And I'm surprised that she said it was her ex-husband's baby.
I know. I really thought she was going to go crazy and be like, I'm having your baby.
That's kind of why I kind of think she's okay. I don't hate her as much because the fact that she didn't lie. Because any girl could have lied and said, hey, it's your child. But he'd be like, we just slept together this morning.
Right. Like, I definitely respect her for that. That's a really bold move.
Yeah.
Especially that she'd be going into it by herself.
And she wanted to leave.
Jim, her husband who died, you know, isn't there to take care of him.
Definitely.
But the crazy thing is, Liam still wants to be with her. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, he's trying to just... You know what? I think he's really trying to be a better person because Liam has been a really bad person. He's that sexy bad boy that everybody wants. I think he's tired of it because being a bad boy, I mean, it looks good, but it gets you nowhere. And he's really trying to be a good person. I wish he would try to be a good person in a better way. Like, go, like, feed the children or something. Don't go take care of a baby that's not yours. Like, you're still young and you can't be a father to a child that's not yours. And now what about Annie? Like, that's so messed
up. Exactly. Like, they say, oh, we're going to end things because we keep on hurting each other. Well, you're going to keep on hurting her by bringing this Jane person around. And she's going to be pregnant in about a couple months.
And Annie will probably think that's his child. And she'll be so hurt thinking that, oh, God, like, they just had a child. And, you know.
Seriously. But honestly, like, I feel like at this point, Liam and Annie obviously did not love each other. You've seen they moved on. Promptly.
They love each other. They just don't know how to, like, love each other because they're so young. Yeah.
And so he doesn't need to be with a girl who's getting pregnant.
No, but she's older than Annie, right? She's way older.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably, he does probably need an older girl.
They actually said her age in the thing. I think she said, yeah, like, I'm only 20 years old and I'm pregnant. Yeah, she did say she was 20. So she's my age right now. And I'm just like, there we go, another teen mom. You know what I'm saying? It's just popping out.
Well, she can't be a teen mom if she's not, you know, a teenager.
Well, I guess I still kind of consider my, I'm still young, 20.
Yeah, I still feel like 20 is like 20, tween, teen, whatever.
So how this all came about, though, like, you know, Liam finding out. Of course, there has to be an instigator of the mix. Okay. And guess who that instigator was? Not a surprise. Adriana. Okay.
I mean, isn't she tired of being the instigator? Like, her face is so pathetic when she comes up to everyone like,
I know, please be my friend. Like, please.
Because I'm your friend, I'm telling you this, even though I said I'll never say anything. Like,
I know. And, like, the thing is, like, Jane would have still left if you wouldn't have said nothing. You lost my chances, God. Adriana. She would have still left.
You could have been with Liam.
My chances are ruined because if Adriana opened her mouth and said, Jane is pregnant, you think he'd want to run, though? You think he'd, you know, want to go the other way?
Yeah.
Like, Annie, I love you. Let's be together.
Yeah.
Let's get married
Annie,
again.
You're not pregnant. Let's be together. Okay. Nice stomach. No stretch marks. Let's do it, you know?
Exactly. But, you know, it's good thing. We'll see, you know, what happens to them. It's cool, you know. They got something going on.
God.
Going on to Annie. Yeah. You know, she met this new friend. And I already knew it was going to be trouble when the blondie was like, guys suck. That's why you have sorority sisters.
Yes. As soon as she said that line, I was like, oh, my God, here it goes. Like,
exactly.
First of all, don't trust a blonde too quickly. Sorry. Second of all,
I got my blonde highlights.
You're almost there. But I'm about to stop trusting you in a minute. But since you have brown hair, I just knew that she was bad news. And, like, oh, my God.
But I never saw that coming,
I didn't
though.
See that. Actually, I kind of did.
No.
But
escort? No. I did not see that coming. I mean, just because
the
it's
guys
like,
were random, though. You didn't see that.
I mean, that,
that
guy looked like he was 19, 20. He
looked
The Turkish guy?
I
mean, he could have at least been cuter. But then again, to come to find out it was an escort, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
that's
I
why.
Because
you can't get a girl, so you obviously need an escort service.
You know, and that was like a bad mix for me because I was like, you know what?
Mm-mm. He was like so desperate to, oh, can I go to the party? And he's like, oh, I hate people that invite themselves to things. And he was pushing it. I'm just like, are you going to pay extra to be invited? No.
Right. Like if I was Annie, I'd be like, no, let's really just go. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised. Annie was drunk. So, of course, she said, yeah. But if she was sober, she'd be like, no.
And then she kissed him in front of Liam.
I probably would have done the same thing. Like, I would have been so angry.
No, if I truly love somebody, I'm not going to just kiss somebody just for the hell of it.
Well,
especially,
he just kissed and did other stuff with somebody for the hell of it. So I would probably, well, that's just me. You probably
we'll
like.
We'll agree to disagree.
I probably would have.
To disagree. Yeah. So basically, like, Annie, I really hope she doesn't start getting into that just because it's easy money. Honestly, I don't think that's
She's
a good
definitely
way.
Going to. But what do you think about escorting service, though? Do you think it's like, the way they made it seem wasn't, like, such a bad thing. I'm not saying I'm about to do it because, obviously, I have a job and stuff. But,
I mean, like,
it was so simple. They just hung out, drank, left, got some money.
You know, I just don't think that's a good look. Like, for me anyways, like, I'd be like, you know, I would have a bad conscience. Like,
oh, yeah, I couldn't
you know,
sleep
like,
at night.
Oh, definitely not. Like, no. You know, I really just did that just for money. Like, no, like, my personality, I could never do anything like that. Now, those people, you know, that's what they do. I don't want to know. Y'all just keep it to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, that's just.
It's just weird how people actually pay people to hang out. So I was just watching, like, wait, that's all they did? I really thought escort was more like a slutty thing. When I saw that, I was like,
we don't know all that. This is 90210.
I know. If it was Jersey Shore escort, then
it's HBO. This isn't Showtime, girl.
That's true.
I don't know if they're trying to have all that out there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? But my favorite part, honestly, of the whole episode was definitely Naomi's section, because I loved how she ended up going to this new sorority, because mm-hmm. basically she wanted to get into this Greek party. And, you know, it was like
she's
this
a bad
geeky.
Bitch.
Oh, my God.
That girl, she is a bad. Oh, if she was my friend, we'll go to every. She goes hard on what she wants.
Yes. And we'll get into that, because, as she said, geek is the new chic, which I love, because she definitely made those girls be bad bitches mm-hmm. just like her. They are so chic. They come in. Oh, and because Holly, she totally told them, you know, oh, yeah, it's a toga party. Right then and there, I'm like, girl, do your research. You know she's about to screw you over.
But you probably thought that after you saw it. Sometimes you don't think like that.
Oh, no, I was thinking it right then and there.
Hey, it's a Greek party. You expect, you would think, oh, anything's wrong with coming with Greek clothing.
Holly's crazy. That girl is crazy. She has screwed her over so many times. Of course, she's like, don't forget to wear your togas. And I'm like, girl, do your research. You better ask, like, Annie or somebody else that's going. You know what I mean? Like, okay, toga. Toga party. But they were the most beat.
It worked. Oh, my
God.
They
were the most beat in the togas.
You and our two girlfriends should just put some toga outfits on, because they look so good.
I would rock a toga to
and
a Greek
Holly
party.
Holly was so freaking jealous, because they got all the attention from wearing it, and she was in her regular clothes.
Definitely.
Like,
but,
hey.
Like, the favorite part of that was their entrance. I mean, did you see the guys that were bringing them in?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the best entrance I've ever seen.
And then Holly's
party.
Friend was like, that was kind of cool. Like, I would say it was really cool. I was like, Naomi, she knows how to pull all the strings. Props.
Seriously.
100%.
Like, I'm really excited to see what else happens. And basically, you know, those girls, she really gave them a lot of confidence, you know? And it really just, like, shows, like, you know, people can really be nice, you know? Like, I feel like, you know, sometimes they do exaggerate that, you know, like in college or in high school, like how people are to certain people. But I really feel like, you know, that is a good thing that she brought them in. I thought it was really cute. Like, they're all cute people. Like, I know it's going to be a really cute bonding experience.
I mean, it was a bad way she went into it, but it all worked out.
Of course. And you know, they found out certain things. But at the end of the day, if they're going to be sororities, sorority girls are sisters. You know what I'm saying?
You can't just leave your sister. It's blood, so.
Exactly, you know. And I really believe that they're going to do some good things together. And I really, honestly,
I love how they're all going to bond and try to get Holly. I can't wait to see all the pranks and all the tricks.
It's about to get crazy.
Yeah.
And basically, they ran that whole episode, I feel. They really ran it. And, you know, just that whole scenario, that whole situation was amazing. Which I did feel bad, though, for Ivy. Like, it's really weird how they bring all the characters into the episode. Like, I'm really...
I didn't know Ivy went to college until...
Yeah, like, I'm kind of sad that they aren't bringing all the characters in at once. Because, you know, when they were in high school, like, all of them were there. So it's like they all could be in the mix. I still haven't seen Teddy. Where is my...
Who's Teddy again? I'm just kidding. You see, though?
You cannot miss Teddy. He is that blonde, gorgeous.
But I'm missing him. He hasn't been here. So definitely, I haven't seen much of him. But Ivy, really, like, I really felt bad for her.
Seriously. I mean, especially when it started off with the conversation with her and Naomi. Naomi didn't care. This is Naomi. She does not care about anything
it's like
but herself.
Saying, Nicolette, honestly, I'm having a bad day. I just had a car accident, you know, and everything's going so horribly.
Girl,
and
my nails are so messed up. Like, I had to go get them done.
I
don't care what you're doing.
I would punch you in the face if you were that friend. See, I don't know how anyone can be friends with Naomi, because she's so self-centered, but she's mad cool. Like, it's a bittersweet thing.
That totally would be. But I would just be like, did you not just hear what I said? Like, I would go in. Like, I'd be like, excuse me. You can get your nails done later.
My
this
life.
This could be permanent. Like, come on now.
But Ivy's
you know?
Not like that, so she's definitely not going to, like.
Yeah.
And when you're depressed and sad about something, you don't even care. You're like, you know what? Your nails, go ahead. You know,
seriously.
Like, it's whatever.
But, like, you know, the whole Ivy situation, like, I really, at first, I was like, I really don't think anybody actually would understand what she's really going through until Silver got in the mix. I'm like, oh, that's right. You know, her mom died of cancer. So, you know, I was really pleased and excited that, you know, Ivy really came to Silver and Silver came to her, obviously, and they really could bond on that. And she really could have someone there to cry on and to talk about, you know, because I can't even imagine, like, if I was in love with somebody and I, you know, married them and all of a sudden they had cancer.
But, you know, it's not all of a sudden. She knew this going into it.
Well, that too. I mean, regardless, like, that's very strong.
Yeah, it sucks.
And that's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't know what I would do in that situation. And for all those people out there, you know, who have dealt with that, like, in real life, you know, like, I give you guys props and, like, I really, you know,
that is really
feel
hard.
Really bad. Like, that's just a horrible situation to be in, you know, and so just seeing that, you know.
And she's how, so young, and it's like, even if, you know, let's say he passes away, she's never going to forget about this. Her next love, she'll always bring this to it. And I just, because it's such a crazy thing in her life. Yeah, so,
like, I can't even imagine. So I was really happy to see Silver just get in the mix and be like, look, you know, if you need to talk to me, like, that's great.
And she's kind of like, you know, apprehensive, like, I don't want to. But Silver's like, look, really?
I did like I the fact, though, know. When Ivy was like, I am over everybody. And she just, like, went off on that girl because that girl was like, you know, my boyfriend, he just didn't want to come to the party with me. And I'm just so pissed off. Like
are you kidding me?
Seriously. And Ivy was just like, she had enough. Look, yeah, I would have done the same, though. If I was
and she kept hearing, like, people's conversations with, like, my life. And yeah. It's kind of like if, I don't know, like, if you get, let's say, cheated on or something, you never hear the word cheat so much unless you've been cheated on. You turn around, you hear it. So when you were going through something, like, you see it and you hear it all the time. So
exactly.
She had enough with that.
It is true, though. Like, you need to appreciate life. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, you really need to take the little things and just throw them off to the side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just not even worth it. You know,
and so. That's what I mean. Ivy's character is really showing a lot of people because, I mean, like today I was stuck in traffic for 2 hours. It's supposed to be a 30-minute drive, 2-hour traffic, and I feel like my life is about to end. Like, I'm so dramatic. I'm gonna die. I hate this. I'm like, hold on. There's someone that just got an accident next to me. I'd rather be me and be late to where I'm going than to be there. So it shows, like, honestly, don't be like talking about my nails or whatever. Like, life is bigger than little things like that.
Exactly.
So,
I
love Ivy for that.
Yes.
Oh, Ivy.
Now, Naveed had some crazy stuff going on to
this
him
episode,
in this
yes.
episode. Like, his uncle, it is one thing after another. It was a porn business. Now, what is it, like, cars? Car theft?
Yeah, they're basically stealing cars, like, luxury cars. And when you steal a car, you have to know where to put it. You can't put it in your own house. So they're, like, using Naveed's studio to stash all the cars. And that is mad trouble. Like, you can go to jail for life with that kind of stuff. Like...
And like, you know, I really wish, like, he really could call the cops on him, but that is true. Like,
he can't.
But then again, he didn't know what was going on.
It doesn't matter. Your name is on it. If you call the cops and say, hey, you know, he's doing this and that, they're going to take you in because you own the space. They're going to ask you all the questions. And if you don't know, I mean, it's not, you can't do nothing about that. And uncle's so smart. He knows that. That's why he's doing it. He knows that anyone can call the cops. He'd be like, yeah, call the cops. Go get Naveed. Like, I'm just the uncle. I don't run this. So.
That's crazy.
There's nothing he could do.
That is scandalous.
Very scandalous. Like, as family, like, how do you do that to a family member? It's, like, all for money. Money is, like, the devil.
Money
greed.
Can be so greedy.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh. So, basically, he could go to jail, which ultimately, you know, how did you feel about that, though, like, him firing Silver, though? Like, would you really be mad if your boyfriend... I would be mad if my boyfriend didn't tell me anything that was going on and just fired me.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Only, like, 99% I'll be mad. Only 1% will be like, okay, maybe he's trying to protect me. But I'd be like, the whole 99 is like, tell me, protect me better if I know. Should I walk outside the door? Should I answer this phone call?
Yeah.
And I think
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
He's kind of embarrassed, too. It's not just that he's scared and trying to protect her. He's kind of embarrassed that he just basically paid. Last week I told you he would pay all that money.
Right.
I'm like.
But it wasn't even about that. It was about the car theft. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, he gave the tattoo guy all the money, right?
Right.
So that he was broke and he needed the studio so badly that all these problems were going on. He didn't want to tell her the problem started from giving that money. Because if he told her, hey, Silver, I'm about to give this money, she would have been like, no, don't do it. He knows that Silver said no, but he's trying to be a man and be like, I can handle my money. So, and he messed up.
Well, he didn't have to fire her. That was rude.
That was so sad. And she's just like, rude. You just said I was doing great. And I'm like, oh, Silver.
I'd have been irritated. I'd have been like, I'm not helping with anything. So.
I'm like, get your own coffee. Okay.
And get your own place because you're living in my place.
Yeah. Is that her place?
Yeah, that's her place.
Oh, wait.
Exactly.
And he's with all the money, the millions of dollars.
Right.
Why are you crashing my pad? Like, we should be in, please.
But the worst thing of the whole situation was that during this whole situation with the uncle and him trying to pay him back, you know, and all the studios, we had Dixon in the mix, which I thought was interesting because, you know, Dixon got really mad this season. He normally doesn't get mad.
Because, like, he's normally, on drugs.
Well, no, it's not even that. You know, he just really got mad because he was tired, obviously, because of the drugs. But he's always a nice guy. If you tell, he's always a nice guy. But, you know, if he asks one favor to somebody, he has to get screwed over. And I think that's so messed up. Like,
God,
you know,
I felt so bad. I'm like, oh, I really was in his shoes.
Like, why did he have to mess that up for Dixon? Why couldn't he do somebody else? You know what I mean?
And he's kind of like, oh, no, it's cool. It's cool. It's Dixon.
Like, what would you do if I was like, oh, to like a modeling agency? I was like, oh, don't go to her runway show. Like, you need to go do this because I need to get this done. You know what I mean? What if you were in a situation like that? What would you do to
If you did that to me, we wouldn't be sitting here. I'll be on top of this table pulling your hair out. It would be...
It'd be like that, girl. At least I don't have my extensions in, girl.
Yeah, the earrings would be first. Snatch, snatch.
That would hurt so bad.
No, definitely. If we weren't that close of friends, then yeah, but I mean, they're really close. He can't, like, he didn't try to hit him. He really tried to hit the wall.
Especially, like, with Dixon, like, he doesn't have a lot of things going for him, really, like just his music, you know, and like
that's the only
that's something
thing
major to him. And Naveed has everything, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't need it right then and there. You obviously
offered Justin Bieber,
right? I mean, you could have had, you know, another artist, you know, the next day, you know what I'm saying? Like Selena Gomez, because you know they're together, so I just threw that out.
But he's so,
you know,
desperate,
she could use
though
the studio,
but he was desperate for that money, and he knew that Dixon's favor wasn't gonna get him any money. And right, that's where money comes in again with greed and evil. Like,
that was just messed up.
It was really messed up.
I mean, it was a hard situation, but I totally feel Dixon. I really feel like he should have just went off on him, you know, and that whole, like, that's basically, it's crazy. Like, that's kind of the whole episode. Like, it's crazy that everybody just is matching everybody. Like, it's Naomi, Annie, and Liam. And then we got Jane in the mix. You know, it's like, I'm really excited to see what happens next time. But that's pretty much the overall impact of that episode. You know, Naveed coming out and almost getting arrested because of his uncle. Dixon and him getting in a fight, which led to Silver and him getting into a fight because all of that. And it's just, it's craziness on this episode.
And
like,
that
you'll
blonde
never
girl
know what's going to happen.
That blonde.
Oh,
picker.
Yeah. I don't know what her name is, but I'm going to find out what her name is because she's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And that whole thing, she's going to be making Annie do all these different crazy things.
I mean, that was, I think Annie was going to say no to the money. And so she was like, oh, and your sorority fees are paid for. She's like,
definitely. Yes. Well, I definitely want to go to a commercial bumper, and hopefully we will have a designer calling in. That will be a special segment. So hopefully.
But actually, before we are not going to go to a commercial break because we actually have our caller on the line. So
oh,
why don't you
perfect
give a quick little introduction?
All right. My special guest tonight is the queen of Melrose and my good friend, Cosmo.
Hey, Nicola. What's your
Hey,
Nicolette, what you doing, girl?
Oh, you know, just being beat, hosting on this TV show, boo. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm watching X Factor, getting a yeast infection over here, getting all excited.
Oh, my God.
How's everything?
Everything is good. I am so glad you were able to call in. I am rocking one of your designs right now. I got the hood on, girl, if it fits over these earphones. I got it on tonight. It's the,
which one are you wearing? Are you wearing the tutu, girl? The fan?
No.
Are you wearing the fantasy tutu?
I'm wearing the sequins crop top you gave me with the hood. It's very sassy.
Yes, you love it?
Yes, I love it. It looks fierce to me as always. I want to ask you a couple questions.
Well, introduce me first.
Oh.
It's like I'm listening to a stranger.
Oh.
I've heard so much about you. My name is Fancy.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing, girl?
I said Nancy. No. It's a fancy, like a fancy car, F-A-N-C-Y.
Oh, hi, Fancy. What's up, girl?
What's up? I was loving, like, the top that she's wearing. I was like, oh, I have to meet him. So it's nice to meet you.
Yes, he's fabulous.
Oh, you got to come down to Melrose for a makeover, girl.
Yes,
we're gonna
definitely
work him over.
Yes, he is the queen of Melrose. So what makes you the queen of Melrose, Cosmo?
Well, girl, let me tell you something. I've been there for like 29 years, and I don't look it because I look fabulous, darling, but I've been on Melrose for 29 years, and I've been belting out fashions, and I came from New York, and I was a hairdresser, and I went to Melrose, and I got a job selling clothes, and then I saved my coin, and I opened my own store, and then the first people I made clothes for were NSYNC. They came in with their manager, and they just got signed, and yeah. I made them some space jumpsuits. And from then, I did Tommy Lee, and I did All for One, and it went on and on and on, little private gigs.
Exactly. And you do then, a bunch of celebrities. Yeah. Like, that's what you're known for. Like, you're, everybody who comes to Melrose, they're like, where's Cosmo? even like, you know, when I'm working there at the other boutique, they're like, okay, where's Cosmo at? You know, because everybody knows you. You're fabulous. You hook up any person. They will come into your store, and they're going to be like, oh, just average, right? They're going to be walking out in heels, a tutu, a freaking bustier. You be making them fabulous. Fabulous. Uh-huh. Which celebrity was your favorite person to design for?
Well, I'm sorry, babe, I didn't hear you.
Your favorite celebrity you designed for, who was it?
I got to say it was Beyonce.
I love Beyonce.
Yeah, because Kelly came in the day before and she saw the store and she's like, who is this? Who are you? And I said, I'm Cosmo. I'm the queen of Melrose. And she gagged. So the next day, she said she was going to bring Beyonce, and Beyonce walked in, and Beyonce's like, I'm here to see Cosmo, and girl, I almost got a yeast infection, okay?
Oh, my God.
I almost fell off the chair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she was really sweet. She bought, like, all the hot stuff in the store, and I made her a top for the cover at Ebony Magazine, and she wore it, and that was in June, and that was, like, 8 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And so I got to say that she was my favorite. Yeah, she is so fierce. I cannot take it.
I'm Beyonce's number one fan, so it's glad to hear that you say she's your favorite. She's my world.
Oh, my God. She is so fierce. Love her. And she's so down-to-earth girl.
Who do you love on 90210? Who's your favorite character?
Oh, what's the name? Naomi, girl.
Oh my God.
She is so fierce, honey. I want to make her outfit, girl. She is so
definitely.
Fierce. We love her.
And recently, I was very excited about Nicki Minaj actually wore one of your designs to Fashion Week in NY. Which design was it? I believe it was the signature poofy skirt.
It's my new. Yeah, I've been making tutus for years. I started making with Carmen Electra, the Pussycat Dolls, and they would do my fashion shows for like free, and they would dance to my shows for free, and I would just give them some clothes. This is back in the day, the original Pussycat Dolls, and I saw these tutus just took off, and they just got bigger, more dimensional, and from tutus they went to like 3-3s and 4-4s, and they got really ridiculous and very fashion forward. And now I just created this fantasy tutu, and it's like longer in the back like a peacock, and it's short in the front. I don't know, do y'all have a picture of it there, girl?
I do actually have a picture of it. I'm going to go
around
and grab it real
Minaj,
quick.
Yes.
2 seconds.
Her stylist came in and said she's going to wear it on Fashion Week, and I think it's in Us Weekly or some magazine that I have to track down, girl. But I gagged when my friend said it to me on Facebook, and then the stylist called me and said that, you know, we're on it. She was on it to wear it. She loved it. She loved it. She loved it. So, yeah, my stuff is on Nicki now.
Yes, amazing. This is the photo right here of Nicki Minaj.
Yes, love it.
In Cosmo skirts. We have the zebra print. It's the gray. It's really pretty. It goes perfect with her outfit. She is serving, definitely.
I think she's beautiful, girl. She looks a little like Grace Jones in the face, don't you think? Like back in the day and the faces she makes?
Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
I love her to death. She's fabulous.
So, Cosmo, where can everybody find you and get beautiful makeovers for you on
Melrose? Oh, well, come to Melrose, honey. Come on down. We'll do a makeover, honey. And, you know, you too can have your Melrose starter kit.
Yes.
So just come on down.
The store is called Slasher.
Yeah, come see Cosmo, and I can style you. And then also, Nicolette also makes... Nicolette also works down sometimes, too, and she models for me. And Nicolette, you are so... Yes, girl.
Isn't
you
she?
Shut it down today in that photo shoot.
I did.
I can't even. Girl, you just shut it down. I mean, nobody. Really? That's the light pump you up, girl, but nobody walks like you on the runway, girl, and nobody works the camera.
You know,
like
we
you,
will
girl.
Work that Beyonce in the store. If anybody comes down there, he will be playing that Beyonce, and we will be shredding it in the store, okay? So
yes.
You need to go find him on Melrose. Flasher. That's the store. You'll find him. And it will be amazing. But thank you so much, Cosmo, for calling in.
You are so welcome. And thank you guys for the opportunity to be on the radio show.
No
and come
problem.
On down to Melrose and have your Melrose moment, okay?
So look for him on Facebook. It's Cosmo on Melrose. You can see all his latest designs and everything. And you can see who he's styled and who he's worked with. He's an amazing designer. He has a lot of talent, and he's so adorable. So thank you so much, Cosmo. Love you.
Thank
nice
you,
to
Nicolette.
Meet you.
Love you, babe.
All
bye,
right.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's so fabulous.
And now, you're AfterBuzz TV. Produced
predictions.
I gotta say, that was the most entertaining one that I've seen anyone in the studio do. That was a really cool moment.
Did you like my little fadeaway, the little?
I did. And then I like fancy like got electrocuted by it.
After this,
oh my goodness.
Predictions for 90210 next episode.
What do you think is going to happen with Liam and Jane?
Oh my God. Unfortunately, they're going to be all lovey-dovey and he's going to be like holding her stomach like, this baby is our baby. This is our child. I don't care what happens. You know, the death brought us together and this happened for a reason. So that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a bunch of goo goo gaga.
Well, I think somehow I hope Annie's going to get in the mix and break them up. That's what I hope. And that's what I'm predicting.
If she really loves him, she would. I mean, if I really love my man and he's with some other chica or whatever, like I'm about to really go up there and be like, look, you were making the wrong choice. Like, look at all of this. Like, look at everything I gave you. Obviously, you stuck around. So
I definitely think there's going to be some more run-ins with them three.
Yeah,
I really feel like there's going to be more fights coming up. But we do have Naomi and Holly, that situation. How do you feel that's going to turn out?
I love that. I just love the whole cat fighting thing. And Holly and Naomi are both fierce. Although Holly has a really, you know, shitty attitude or whatever, she reminds me of Naomi in a way. I feel like if I knew her first, she'd be like, you know, that would be her. They're definitely going to, like, be fighting to the death. I see them, like, running around, like, throwing some pranks, like pig feet or something. Or something crazy is going to happen. I already see it coming, so I can't wait to see.
Definitely. I definitely think that the sisters are going to get involved, as we saw at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Holly grabbed the letter that was in Annie's room.
Do you remember that? Annie, why would Annie take that letter?
She just burnt it.
She should have really just burnt it. Like, if you read a letter that does not belong to you, why hold on to it? It's not your love letter.
Yeah, so that's, I definitely feel her. Like there's something really about to happen. Luckily, it's just a boy. They come and go.
But she's gonna Naomi be like, really loved this like yeah, no one else business. So.
I know. But I definitely feel like there's something about to go down. And I'm so glad the Greek sisters are behind Naomi.
Yes. She finally gets a team.
And they're
going
to take her out.
An army. We need an army, like, backing her up. Naomi's in Shenandoah by herself. Like, with an army, she's unstoppable.
Definitely. And I'm excited to see, you know, with Ivy, I really feel like, you know, things are going to get better, hopefully. You know, I really hope things are going to get better with her and Raj. And hopefully she pulls it through. So we'll see what happens with all of that. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean,
gets better.
I say hopefully, but yeah, we just have to see as it goes and whatever happens, definitely, happens.
And Naveed, I mean, he's just screwing himself all different places.
He needs to man up. He needs to just grow some.
He needs to be a man. He needs to take care of his girlfriend. He needs to take care of his business.
His
and he
sister.
Needs to get it together. He needs to get together.
He does.
So I definitely think, you know, something's definitely going to go down with the whole car theft. He's definitely going to get into the mix. I feel police are going to get into the mix. We have Dixon.
Sorry.
He's definitely, him and Naveed are definitely going to be fighting again.
Yeah, and that's so
that's
sad.
That's the end of that.
Because they're good friends, and it's sad to
They'll make up, I'm sure. But
yeah.
That's definitely not the end of that. So I'm really excited to see what happens on episode 4.
Yes.
I'm really, really excited. And hopefully you guys join us again. You guys better join us again.
Stay tuned. If you have any questions, just go ahead and keep watching every week. You can tweet me at Fancy Tracy. You can tweet your girl Nicolette Gaona. Yes, definitely.
Twitter, and ask us questions and keep it coming. And we'll keep it going for you.
Yeah.
See you next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
I just want to
say buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.